This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, October 4. Citizenship. Our reading comes from Philippians chapter 3. Not that I have already obtained all this, or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken a hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. All of us, then, who are mature should take such a view of things. And if on some point you think differently, that too God will make clear to you. Only let us live up to what we already have attained. Join together in following my example, brothers and sisters. And just as you have us as a model, keep your eyes on those who live as we do. For as I have often told you before, and now tell you again, even with tears, many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their destiny is destruction. Their God is their stomach, and their glory is in their shame. Their mind is set on earthly things, but our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who, by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control, will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, you whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm in the Lord in this way, dear friends. I was visiting my infant grandson when his Canadian birth certificate came in the mail. I said to him, "Elliot, you may not understand what you've just received, but this shows how really blessed you are. An infrastructure is set up to provide safety, education, health care, and so much more. Hopefully, in a world where many risk life and limb to enter this country, you can grow to appreciate this great gift of citizenship. And you, in turn, will contribute to the welfare of this country. We must never forget, though, as Paul reminds us, that we are also citizens of heaven. God gives us life itself, along with protection, healing, and sound teaching for full life with Him. We show appreciation for this gift by following Jesus and keeping our eyes on those who live by faith in Him. Sadly, as Paul points out, there are many others who are enemies of the cross. In other words, they don't want to recognize their sin that Jesus paid for on the cross. Their God is their stomach, all kinds of fleeting appetites, and they occupy themselves with selfish gain and the power, status, or fame that this world thinks is important. But all these things only fade away. To be included as citizens of God's kingdom, we don't have to risk life and limb. Rather, we place our hope, trust, and love in Jesus Christ, who has the power to bring everything under his control. How truly blessed we are. Pray with me. Spirit of God, enable us to be faithful citizens of your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.